This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
What up, High Flyers? What up, High Fivers? Once again, it's your boy, High Five Tom, here to let everyone know about all the hot action here going on in the Midwest wrestling scene. And real quick, before I get into the promos for this week's wrestling action, I do have a review here from the show that I was at in person. ICW Milwaukee presented the Insanity Crusade, Let There Be Violence, back at the bar in West Allica, Wisconsin. It was a special Sunday matinee show that went down Sunday, March 24th. And this is the start to the road to 2024 Insane 8. But first, we had a special attraction match where the Mad Hatter took on Teabag Tyler Baggins. Basically, Teabag beat the Hatter from pillar to post for most of the match before ending it with a flying Teabag from halfway across the room. Next, in a match of two of the Midwest's best athletes, the marvelous Ethan Matthews with Ford Feldman battled the Apex athlete CJ Cole, both former guests of this very show here. But these two showed out, and battled tooth and nail. And in the end, CJ was able to avoid Ford's interference and nailed an amazing greatest of all time DDT for the 1-2-3. Next, in a battle for the number one contender for the ICW tag belts, Theory of Asian Unity with Tim Storm fought the team of newcomer Jack Sirius and the vet Mo Foley. TAU held the advantage for most of the match. That was until Ref Jerry had enough of Storm shit and kicked him out. However, that distraction allowed Jack and Mo to hit a vicious double pendulum slam on Wah to get the pin and becoming the number one contender. Next, Ford Feldman, this time with Ethan Matthews and short and sweet Bobby B, took on former ICW world champion and one half of the country air, the outlaw Zach Hendricks. Feldman did survive an attack early on from Hendricks, who showed why. Technicality-wise, there's few better in the Midwest. However, after a dive clearing both Ethan and Bobby by Zach, Ford took advantage of the distraction to get a roll-up, which happened to have a handful of tights and feet on the ropes. After that, the big step Armando Alvarez had a grudge match with the Son of a Thousand Maniacs, Tyler Sullivan, for the ICW Midwest title. Armando showed why he is the new man to be reckoned with in ICW, but Tyler had showed experience was the difference as he wore Armando down and nailed a vicious power slam for the win. However, action after the match, this feud is far from over. Next, with Yanni GQ out with an injury, Dysfunction needed a new tag partner and called in his son, new ICW star Big Lucas, to help defend the titles against Marjax, consisting of Marman and Jared Jax. Lucas had previously eliminated his dad from the Insane Rumble, and Dis reminded him of that very fact as he bailed on Lucas after a beatdown by Marjax, and then in the end, Jared Jax hits Lucas with a faceplant DDT, and we have new/old ICW Tag Team Champions. After that, we had a six-man grudge match for a team of Deadpool, Sean Priest, and Gunnar Wicks, along with the ICW World Champion, the Spectre, Jaden Mercer, fought the Great Outdoors, Yeti Henderson, and also Turco with the number one contender for the ICW World title, the Demented Chucky Bates. No love lost between these six, and it translated to that in this match, as these four knocked the living snot out of each other. But in the end, Yeti, Priest, Oso, and Wicks battled all the way out onto the street. Ref Jerry got distracted, allowing Jaden to hit a low blow on Chucky Bates for the win. This ahead of their ICW title match next month at the 420 Classic. Then, in the main event of a light tubes and chairs death match featuring four entrants, and this year's Insane Eight, where the current ICW Alternative Champion Bobby V teamed up with the reigning Insane Eight Champion Dr. Redacted as they took on former ICW Alternative Champion Tommy Trainwreck and former Insane Eight Champion Eric Dillinger. This match was as bloody and as violent as expected, but in the end, Tommy was able to isolate Bobby, albeit Bobby bailed on Dr. Redacted, and after several chair shots and tube shots, Dillinger comes off the top rope with a beautiful frog splash to get the pin on Bobby. Afterwards, Dr. Redacted had some words for Bobby V and beat him down in dysfunction shortly thereafter, made it official in the first round. Our first match, we have Dr. Redacted taking on short and sweet Bobby V. Now, for this coming weekend's action, first, we have the Wrestling Revolver going down Thursday, March 28th, at their show, Grit Your Teeth, going down at the Calumet Center in Dayton, Ohio. Stack card featuring Mustafa Ali, grizzled young veterans Alex Shelley, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. Then we have three shows on Friday, March 29th, starting with Black Label's Pro Show, SCX2, at the Wyndham in Indianapolis, Indiana. On the card, we got Mance Warner, Nick Wayne, Alex Zane, Effie, Kevin Koo, Sky Blue, Zaya Brookside, and many more. St. Louis Anarchy is running their Battle of Spalding 2 in Alton, Illinois. On the card, they got Thomas Shire, Warhorse, Lady Luck, and High Five Tom favorite, the Gunslinger, Matt Fitchett. Last on Friday, March 29th, we have Bash Wrestling with their Bash 2 at Rumples in Twin Lakes, Illinois. Many of Hi-Fi Tom favorites on the card, including Tyler Sullivan, Dysfunction, Gunnar Wicks, Chucky Bates, CJ Cole, Sean Priest, Armando Alvarez, and many, many more. Then, there are five shows going down on Saturday, March 30th. Starting with AWF and their show March Mania going down the Crossroads 44 Bar in Estes, Florida. Yes, Florida is technically not in the Midwest. However, the AWF definitely is. But Tony D is keeping the card pretty close to the vest. But WWE legend and current AWF champ Gangrel, double champ Gangrel, be in the building. Then we've got Independence Pro Wrestling running their show Madness at the Royal Scott in Lansing, Illinois. Upper Peninsula Wrestling has their show Maximum Carnage going down at the Max Entertainment Center in Iron Mountain, Michigan. Yet another big card from UPW featuring Judge Jesse, Tommy, Shelly Benson, UPW champion Joey J. Avalon, Samson, Ghetto Gear Solid, and ICW star Dr. Redacted and Dysfunction, and Tommy Trainwreck will all be in action. Rugged Pro Wrestling has the Rugged Mania 5 to celebrate 5 years at the Midnight Ballroom in Marshalltown, Iowa. Last and never ever least, Frozen Tundra is back with one of High Five Tom's favorite places to watch wrestling when their show Fight 40 returns to the venue at River's Edge in Waterloo, Wisconsin. But let my personal friend Good Simon Says tell you all about this upcoming card. So enjoy this great conversation I had with Simon, and I'll see everybody after the break.
And one. All right, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? Like I mentioned, I've got my very good friend here, Mr. Simon Says, running Frozen Tundra Wrestling, going down this Saturday, March 30th, at the venue at River's Edge. And obviously, I know I say this every fucking time, but one of my favorite venues. But before I pontificate too much, Simon, how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, so this is fight number 40, so this is FTW 40, huh?
Yes, 40 shows. Can you believe it?
No, that's. I mean, that's good to see. I mean, I think it was probably mid-20s, I think, my first show. So, yeah, yep. Pre-pandemic. So, yeah, that was at the Pub and Grub over in Rubicon.
The Ranch, yeah.
Which, that place has changed hands a couple times since then, so.
Yeah, it had a problem with ownership change, and that's one of the reasons why we left there. So
yeah, which is weird because I'm not an expert, even though I worked in the bar business for 20 years. But I mean, it's a great location. You know, you got all kinds of parking. So, but you know, but we're not here to talk about the Ranch Pub and Grub. We are talking about Frozen Tundra Wrestling's Fight 40 Before we go into the card, you do have kind of a big announcement that you put on the Facebook machine, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's this Saturday, Fight 40 is going to be my last match. I've given it all I can give, and it's time. So
nice. I mean, I will miss booing your gold pants, you know. You know, I've always appreciated, like I said, I always said, listen, you and Aesop were really like the first two like wrestlers I interacted with like outside of the ring. So you've always been cool with me. So it's a sad day, but I mean, I totally get it. And I'm glad, obviously, one of my favorite promotions is still running. So obviously you can put a lot more into that now too, which is awesome. So.
Oh yeah. You know, it gives me more time to focus on that aspect of it. So.
Yeah. Who's going to be your last match? Who's going to be your last opponent?
It's going to be a tag team match. You know, of course, the big step up partner in the Says crew. We're going to be taking on a team out of Detroit, Forever Young.
Oh, nice. I don't know these Forever Young guys.
Yep. There's some new guys we got coming in, and you know, we're going to see what they're all about.
Nice, dude. Nice. Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that's not the only match. What else are you guys bringing for us this month?
Oh, it's going to be a big card. We got that match. We've got the Dastardly Nell Dillinger taking on Onyx Andretti for our number one contenders match. Of course, XTC is defending his 151 championship against the Golden Lion, Lennox Leon. Nice. Of course, we have the Baker Boys defending their tag team championships against Marjax. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Real quick. So isn't actually Ecstasy, isn't he from that neck of the woods?
Yeah, he's actually from Waterloo.
Okay, yeah, because him and Roadhouse both are from that neck of the woods, huh?
Yep, and Roadhouse is coming back in with his partner, Max Holiday. And they're going to be taking on the Brothers of Funstruction.
Oh, shit, really?
Yes.
Nice.
So that should be a slobber knocker right there. Or a hoot. It just depends, because you're either going to laugh or you're going to wince when they hit each other.
yeah, they definitely combine both those, so. Nice.
Yep. Chucky and CJ are back at it. Since CJ used the brass knuckles in her last match, Chucky's asked for a no holds barred stipulation on their match this Saturday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yep. So and
CJ used the brass knucks on him, huh?
He did, yes.
Oh, that Apex asshole, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Top-notch asshole.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have Marche Rocket. He's defending his championship, the King of the North, against Freedom Ramsey, who won the Kingmaker Rumble at our last show.
Yeah, which is a great name for a rumble, by the way.
Yeah.
it fits. So that was really I forgot to mention that last time. So Freedom and Marche, huh?
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be an incredible matchup. You got the speed and athleticism of Freedom versus just the raw power of Marche.
Yeah. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. You got a couple NWA superstars on your card this month. So.
Yeah, we definitely do. You know, I like bringing those guys in. They're all very talented and, you know, hopefully reaching out to a few more, bringing a few more in later this year. So.
Awesome. So, and then tickets available at the door and online, obviously.
Tickets are available at the door. Absolutely. As always, online. Front row is almost sold out. I think we got like maybe three or four seats left in front row.
Yeah.
But front row always sells out. So,
yeah.
You know,
And looking at the flash from the last show, man, it looked packed, so I was bummed I was missed it, so.
Yeah, well, I suspect this one's going to be pretty packed, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we got a great lineup, and, you know, as always, it's going to be loud in there. Yeah. It's going to be live, it's going to be loud.
Yeah. Are you guys serving food again, too, or just...
There will be food being served, and that is actually the Waterloo Youth Knights Wrestling Group. They're selling hot dogs and, I believe, popcorn and some sweets and some other things, and they're doing all that to raise money for their team. So they keep all their proceeds for that.
Okay, so, perfect. Nice.
We believe in giving back to the community, and we, you know, It's like, hey, you know, wrestling fans are hungry, so come run in.
You know, it's a win-win, and obviously, you know, it seems like the venue's been, you know, obviously very good to you, and you've been very good to them. So it seems like a very mutual beneficial relationship, obviously. So,
oh, absolutely. So, and then after this show, we have April 27th there again before we take a break in between for July. So we're going to do two back to back, pretty much, and And I'm sure there's going to be some wild twists and turns throughout the night. And, you know, it'll make you want to come back for April.
Nice, nice. And then are you guys going to be streaming on Twitch again?
I don't know if we'll be streaming this one on Twitch, but we will be editing it and putting it up on YouTube and Twitch afterwards.
Okay, cool. And then I will include. So, yeah, so if anyone that can't make it, I will put the links for Frozen Tundra Wrestling for the YouTube. Probably the Twitch, if I can track it down. I'm not very good at Twitch. For anybody that wants to watch, if you can't make it in person. So, and then listen, if they want to buy tickets ahead of line, obviously I'll put the link in there, but where can people buy tickets ahead of time?
You can go to www.frozentundrawrestling.com. Just click the button. It says buy tickets now.
Okay.
If you go through Facebook, click on the event, and then the link for the tickets is right in there too.
Yeah, and let's say it's so easy, even I can do it. So if I can do it, everyone else can figure it out. So,
Awesome.
Well, Simon, before I pull a train to station, is there anything else you want to tell all the fans of Frozen Tundra Wrestling before we wrap it up?
Fight 40 is going to be one of our best shows to date. So if you're going to come and see one of our shows, this is the one you want to come and see right now.
Nice. Yeah. It's going on. Yeah. It's going to be a good one. Let's say with that card, I'm stoked. I mean, obviously I'm going to be there in person, so I'll be there. It'll be good to see you on Saturday. So.
Absolutely. It'll be good to see you too.
All right. Thank you so much, Simon, my friend. And I'll see you on Saturday for some high fives, man. So.
Yes, sir.
All right. Later, dude.
Bye.
Once again, thanks to Simon for coming on. I'm really stoked for Frozen Tundra Fight 40, like I said, going down this Saturday. This Saturday. And make sure you check out all the links here in the show notes. I have the YouTube link. If you're unable to watch live, they definitely put those shows up on YouTube. Also, the Twitch stream looks like they're not doing it live, but they do stream those on Twitch eventually later on. And also, if you are going to be able to make it in the building, the link to buy tickets, or you can buy tickets on at the door. Looks like Simon said, front row is very limited. But make sure you're following all these great companies at the Facebook link in the notes. Also, check over my man Clayton over at New Life Records and with the official song of the Midwestern Wrestling Mountain Road. But as always, I'll be at several of these shows, rocking my Hawaiian shirt, sporting my visor, guzzling some beer, honestly, some ginger ale. So if you see me stop by for a high five, your first drink is on me, lit or unleaded. Plus, I know there's lots of shows here in the Midwest wrestling scene that I may have missed. I love to put them all over, so tweet me at High Five Tom. That's the number 5, not 5 spell. Or check out the Midwest Wrestling Podcast group on the Facebook machine. Link for that is also in the show notes. I will be revamping that. I know I've been saying that for a while, but I got some things in the work, working with my social media manager, so stay tuned for that. But lastly, a friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionaries Global Media to remember all cards are subject to change. Thank you so much, High Fivers. Thank you so much, High Flyers. I'll talk to everybody next week.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.